Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I decided to do a little short, brief show on Wednesdays if everything works out and just, you know, hang out with
you. Hey, what's good, y'all? This is Darian. And on this holiday, be safe, be happy, and be blessed.
I'm having some glitches with my music board here. Not sure if it is a blog talk thing or if it's I'm not sure because I've got a new computer, so I'm not sure what's going on here, but anyway, let me play a piece by Darian Dean.
La da 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 da. Do it, do it, do it.
Holiday by Darian Dean out of New York. Good morning. Welcome to the coffee house. Come sit down and have some coffee with me, and let's just share the next hour together. One of the things that I miss about my physical building, Flavor Coffee House, is being able to start the day out with so many of my favorite people that lived around that area. They'd stop by, get some coffee, and I get to wish them a wonderful, wonderful day. You know, I'm kind of have that mama feel and that grandma feel, and I've come to just kind of accept that about myself. But, you know, I call everybody baby and honey and sweetheart and darling and all of that, and I'd say, you know, have a great day, baby. And I came to realize when I decided to close her doors in 2008 that people really, really liked that, and that meant something, you know. And I decided, you know, why not do a show at least once a week and see how it goes and see if I can wake up and get that frog out of my throat and all of that. And, you know, while things are kind of quiet, you know, here around the flavorful family home, and, you know, just spend a little hour with you so that I can wish you a great day. This is the middle of the week. What do we call it? Hump day? I'm not sure. Hump day, right? But anyway, you know, wish you a great hump day, great Wednesday, wishing you blessings. It's the holiday season. I don't know. Not everybody really, really celebrates this time of year, right? But for me, it's a beautiful time of year. It's the time of gathering with friends and family. It's the time of reflection, sitting back and just saying, what was good about this year? What wasn't? How can I go into the next year, you know, differently, better? How can I make moves? You know, of course, being in this industry, somebody like me, it's all about connections and making moves and this and that. But I wish you so much peace and love during this, the end of this year and going into the new year. There's much to be grateful for. You know, and whether you celebrate in any form during the next couple weeks or not, you know, the year is coming to an end. And it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, we're here together. You know, whether we're together listening on Flavor News Radio or we're online or we physically are around each other, you know, there are people and ways and things that we connect. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me this Wednesday morning. It's freezing here in Seattle, but at least it's not snowing this morning. Yesterday when my daughter and I, we woke up, it was snowing outside. So, and I don't do the snow well. So, anyway, I want to play some music for you. I think I'm going to play a fun piece. This is a piece by Mother's Favorite Child out of Arizona. Paris Toon is the producer, and this is Brooklyn Baby.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make my mind. I stood and correct, but never before had it seemed so right. And it was your body, halo, that brought me to you tonight.
Should I need and want everything that you own?
And in trade, when I awake from this daze, you own my soul. Never had a hat such beauty in all dreams. And I never thought that she could be big as me. And I never thought that all the other ones would listen to me until now.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby. And she had a swagger that I never seen.
Baby, baby,
that girl's just bad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
All right, Mother's Favorite Child in Paris, June, out of Arizona with Brooklyn Baby. I have been so extremely blessed. Actually, you know, since 2009 when I started doing radio, you know, when I started doing a show here on Blog Talk Radio. And some amazing talents, you know, have come my way. And to be able to share them with you from here in the Pacific Northwest where I am, Seattle, Washington, to across the United States and even around the globe. That first show that LA and I did, I had no idea how far this would go and the people that I would connect with. I was just talking to my partner, JC Cage from Black Stacks, last night. I was telling him a lot of the connections that I've made that I don't necessarily talk about have actually come from this radio show, from doing these shows. And I tell people all the time, you never know who's paying attention. You never know who you might connect with. And when you put yourself out there online, what are people seeing? Am I perfect and polished? No. Can I be considered a professional? Well, some think that I am. Some, you know, say, well, who is that Lady Flavor and who does she think she is, you know? But I've been able to connect with people. There are people in the industry that respect my opinion. And the thing is that it is a matter of just my opinion. You know, when somebody comes to me. And so there's talents like Mother's Favorite Child in Paris Tune out of Arizona. Oh, my goodness, if I could just go down there and be in their presence and take some of my artist friends with me and get them in the studio with them, that would be absolutely amazing. One day, God willing, you know, I would love to have Mother's Favorite Child come up here to the Pacific Northwest and do a show up here. I think they would just be something else to experience live. But anyway, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, the end of this year, you know, how this year has made me feel. And I do have many different emotions going out of 2012. But I have to tell you, I am so very excited about going into 2013. So with that, I'm going to play I Love My Life by Black Stacks.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. could be someplace else. Someday we'll travel far, my friends, but for today, this is my place. Wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
Life is our attitude and how we choose to see it. And I love this particular track by Black Stacks. They're my family out of the Pacific Northwest, but, you know, the first time I heard Felicia Lau do this particular song, I Love My Life, and I really, really listened to the words, you know. It just taught me, you know, sometimes we need those little reminders that, you know, it's all in our perspective. It's all in our attitude and how things make us feel. We have a choice. We give our power away so much of the time, you know, to other people and other circumstances, when we can definitely control much of what's going on in our world just by our attitude. So I love that particular track by Black Stacks. It's just a reminder always, you know, that there is something in our lives and how we choose to approach it, you know, and how it makes us feel. So how are you this morning? You know, if you want to call in and just say hello, good morning, whatever, please feel free to do that. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I know that many people don't even realize that I am on the air right now, which is okay. You know, you'll get used to it, just like I'll get used to, you know, getting up and doing this. I'm scrolling through my list because I do have a new artist that I want to play. And I'm trying to think now, what category did I put him under? Oh, I found him. Okay, I want to know what you think of this gentleman. He goes by the name of the Fat Funk Click, and I'm going to play Dawning Mist. All right, that was the Fat Funk Click with Donnie Mintz. That piece was so exciting to me. I don't know, it's something that I hadn't heard before like that. And just, I love it. I love this man's style. And I look forward to being able to share more of him. He's the newest member of the Flava News movement. And I'm still very, very excited that he agreed to join. So again, welcome to Flava Coffee House. Welcome and come on in, sit down and just have a little coffee with me. Can you tell I got a frog in my throat? Yes, I rolled out of bed to do this show, but you know I wanted to be here with you. And I'm grateful that you tuned in also. I love sharing the music of the talents that come my way. I am so very, very blessed. And I'm really excited about the music that I have, you know, that artists have sent me for the holidays. So, of course, before the show is over, I will definitely play another track or two. Just scrolling down my list. What direction? You know what? I'm going to play a piece by one of my favorite local groups. They go by the name of Clientele, and this is Love Is Here to Stay by Clientele featuring Todd Brown.
Forget that day.
The pain of my past decades.
clientele with Love Is Here to Stay. The other night I did a show in my coffee house show on Monday night, and I threw a topic out there that my daughter had asked me to put out there, and she wanted me to talk about, you know, over the generations, how has music influenced the state of relationships? And you know, it's very clear that music has changed, you know, over the generations. You know, I was having a conversation with one of my big supporters of Flava News, and he's my tech person for my computer, Rob, and last night, and we were talking about the fact, you know, why is it that back in the day, we can go back like 40 years, and know the words to songs, you know. So on this particular show, I was throwing out some Temptations, some Shy Lights, you know, Luther Vandross, whatever, and then went into music by Drake and Nicki Minaj and things of that sort. And it's like, what music really, really embraces relationships? What music that would you put on today that helps you, you know, really believe in love? And I do think that artists have the power of bringing us back there. I think that if you think about the music that you're creating, you can set a tone of how we think and how we feel, how we go about our day. And, you know, just think about that if you're a creative soul. What message does your music, you know, give us? And how does it make us feel when we experience that? I want to go back to some Christmas music. Again, I'm so excited about this year. I don't know. I feel so good at going into the new year. I love being in this house with my family and spending time with my daddy. And I'm really, really excited about this holiday season. So I want to play a piece by an amazing talent out of California by way of Portland, Oregon. And I'm going to play the Christmas song by Abdul Hall.
I'm offering this simple prayer.
Holiday music can still make you just feel good, right? Again, it's all in the attitude. I want to play this track. This track makes me smile. There was a story behind it where my dear, dear friend Chameleon was saying that he was teaching this to his students at the school where he worked. And it just makes me feel good. It's a happy song. So Jingle of Life by Chameleon out of Switzerland.
Oh, oh Lord, hey, They take you out, shake you around till you don't know where you've been. You fall asleep, you can't wake up till you find out you're in sin. You need some help, you need it fast. You don't know how long you can last. Here's some sound, a little noise, singing come closer to my voice. The jingle of life, 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 oh Lord, the jingle of life, oh yeah, the jingle of life. They want you there, they want you now, they want to get you somehow. And I feel alone, you have no friends, you feel your soul may start to bend. And that's just when someone comes around, I pick you up from off the ground. You felt his hands, you heard her breath, you turn around, you're the only one left. The jingle of life, 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 oh Lord, the jingle of life, oh yeah, the jingle of life, 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 oh Lord, the jingle of life, the jingle of life. Yeah.
Jingle of Life by Chameleon out of Switzerland. You know, one of the blessings that I don't take for granted, and people might think it's silly that I consider it a blessing, but with all the artists that I work with, many of them sing during conversation. Monica Monet is one of them, but Chameleon is also. I really think he's a Rastafarian, you know, at heart. You know, he loves to sing reggae-type music. First of all, it's exciting just to have somebody call you from Switzerland, right? But then to start singing to you and stuff. But, yeah, I love that man. I think he's just amazing talent, watching him play piano and just his style of music and just his sense of understanding of life. He's a great, great person. So I hope this is putting you in a great mood. I hope it's taking you into your Wednesday just with a smile on your face. I think it's all about great conversations. It's about great music to kind of put you in the mood. I think art has that power of doing that. I hope I'm picking some great music that just makes you feel good as you, you know, start this day out. I want to keep it going, and I have a story behind this song. Well, when I first started working with this artist about a year ago, you know, I fell in love with this music just because it is that feel-good, that old-school music that really makes you believe in love, kind of that woo-woo music that, you know, a man would honestly sing or play for a woman and all of that. But one day when we were doing one of our business check-ins, and I think he was in Maryland, at the time in between tours, and he was standing outside, and you could actually hear birds in the background singing. It must have been really early his time, but you could hear the birds, and it was really sweet to me. I don't think I've ever had a conversation with anybody else where you could hear birds just kind of sweetly singing in the background. So I want to play Songbird by Mark Van Claggett.
There's a bird outside my window, and I love the song he sings. It's a melody of love. Sing it for me. Songbird, there are two birds outside my window, and I hope they will never fly away. They're so very much in love. Sing it for me. There's a nest outside my window. I see life coming in a brand new world. It's a fairy tale of love. Sing it for me. Songbird, it's a melody of love.
Songbird by Mark Van Claggett. Now I want to play another Christmas song. I've been playing this lady to death on my show. I love her music, but I love her Christmas music. And this is Mistletoe with Rhonda Thomas featuring Eric Roberson.
Symbol of the season because of you.
Kiss me, baby, hold me tight, you know the rules.
It's Christmas time and we're under mistletoe.
Oh,
it's Christmas time and we're under mistletoe.
Changing, the fall was underway. Now it's cold outside. You're wrapped up in my arms, the fire's burning bright.
Warmth from the orange glow. When I look in your eyes, in your loving in me, no season is joy to me. You being here makes it all complete.
Just an excuse to be close to you. My favorite symbol of the season because of you.
Kiss me, baby, hold me tight, you know.
It's Christmas time and we're under mistletoe.
Ooh, oh.
It's Christmas time and we're under mistletoe.
How about you? Makes me want to go out and find somebody to stand under some mistletoe with. But see, again, that's the power of music, right? Even a 52-year-old, somebody once upon a time called me hippie-esque, woman over here in Skyway, you know, wants to stand under some mistletoe. Who would have ever thought, right? But that's the power of music. It can take you there. It's okay, you know, to dream and think and feel and all of that. And if it's done right and you can get somebody to embrace it and get their emotions into what it is that you create, you know what? That's when I think you got a winner. Who's creating classics out there? I want to meet you. If you are an up-and-coming artist and you're creating a true, true classic, I want to meet you because I don't know anybody, honestly, right now that is creating music that I'm going to remember, you know, in 10, 20 years. Well, I know there are artists like that, you know. Of course, it's going to be the artist that I work really, really closely with and I love and all of that, you know. But you know what I mean, right? You know what I mean. I've only got like 5 minutes left in the show. Which direction do I want to go? You know what? I got to take you out to the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area. And I'm going to close out Morning Coffee with Flavor with my girl, Coley Williams. You know what? She and I, we both love some Steph and Ty hats. Have you checked out Steph and Ty? You really need to. Google them. Go to Facebook. Go to my page. You know, I have a Steph and Ty hat, and of course it is leopard print. I just found out one of my girls up here in Seattle, Taryn, TJ, she's got her a Steph and Ty hat too. I didn't even know she knew. But my girl, Coley Williams, she rocks her some Steph and Ty hats. This is Everywhere I Go with Coley Williams.
I like that. In your eyes, I have found
Today's show was Coley Williams with Everywhere I Go. I hope this put you in a great mood. It put me in a great mood. I was honestly sleeping pretty good, but I committed myself to doing a show, and I wanted to do that, and I'm glad that I woke up. I know I have a look at that. My alarm's going off and everything for my normal time to wake up, but I had my little frog in my throat. I think I can still hear it now, but you know, I'm feeling pretty good, and I hope that you are too. You know, attitude is everything. So how you decide to approach all aspects of your life, it has to do with you. And we can take ownership of that. So think about that as you go about your day. You know, always give thanks for your blessings. And go out and be a blessing to someone else. Take care. God bless. And thank you again for coming by and having coffee with me at Flavor Coffee House.